This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic lawmakers plan to vote on high pandemic relief payments to most Americans on Monday. The vote comes a day after President Donald Trump backed down from his fight with lawmakers over the payments and signed the $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The bill the president signed Sunday includes $600 stimulus payments for struggling Americans. He waited several days before signing as he pushed for $2,000 payments instead, and criticized funding for multiple government programs. Democrats in the House agree that the payments should be higher and will vote Monday on issuing $2,000 relief checks. However, the Republican-controlled Senate is expected to oppose the measure. The World Health Organization head is calling for an increase in genomic sequencing of the coronavirus after new variants have been detected in Britain and South Africa. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said at an online news conference from Geneva, quote, "Only if countries are looking and testing effectively will you be able to pick up variants and adjust strategies to cope." He said the WHO is working closely with scientists across the world to better understand any and all changes to the virus and their impacts. British officials have said the new coronavirus variant, first identified in the country, is more contagious. It has led to increased lockdowns and a wave of global travel restrictions on Britain. On Monday, more countries, including Finland and South Korea, detected their first cases of a new coronavirus variant. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for the coronavirus 72 hours before departure. That new order, effective Monday. This is VOA News. Russian officials said Monday that the country recorded more than 240,000 more deaths in April through November 2020 than during the same period last year. The number is significantly higher than the country's pandemic death toll of 55,265. The excess deaths could include deaths from COVID-19 that were not officially confirmed by medical officials. It could also include deaths from other causes that could be linked to overcrowded hospitals caused by COVID-19 or other coronavirus effects on society. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has reimposed a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars in the country's fight against the coronavirus. While the nation deals with a surge in cases, it is also battling a new highly contagious variant of the virus, the one that had first been detected in the UK. In a nationwide address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced the closure of all beaches and swimming pools in the country's infection hotspots. Those include Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban, and several other coastal areas. The president says South Africa is also increasing its nighttime curfew by several hours, so all residents must be home from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. A Saudi court has sentenced prominent women's rights activist Lujain Al-Hathoul to nearly 6 years in prison. A state-linked news outlet said Saudi Arabia's anti-terrorism court found Al-Hathoul guilty of agitating for change, pursuing a foreign agenda, and using the internet to harm public order. Al-Hathoul called for reforms such as ending male guardianship laws and allowing women the right to drive, which they now can do. Last year, the government eased guardianship laws as well. Al-Hathoul has been in prison since 2018 after she was arrested along with at least a dozen other Saudi women's rights activists. Al-Hathoul continued to advocate for human rights from jail. She also alleged she was tortured and sexually assaulted during interrogations. European nations have voted to approve the post-Brexit trade deal with the United Kingdom. The unanimous approval is a prerequisite for the agreement to take effect on New Year's Day. U.S. stocks rallied on Monday. Each of Wall Street's main indexes closed at record levels after President Trump's signing of the long-awaited trillion-dollar budget bill that includes the pandemic aid increased optimism for an economic recovery. Stocks battered by coronavirus lockdowns such as airlines and cruise lines advanced. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.